At 6:06, it is clear and 26 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We're expecting a high today of 50. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. KWGS election coverage. Dewey Bartlett will be back for three more years as mayor of Tulsa.
Now let's go get him. One more time.
The incumbent mayor took an early lead over former Mayor Kathy Taylor and never looked back. Bartlett thanked supporters and told them to enjoy tonight because he said we have a lot of work to do.
It will be my first thought in the morning and my last thought at night. It's what we can do to continue on our job creation success, to keep the crime, the criminal element at bay, keeping our financial resources strong, and living within our budget.
The vote ended what was at times a contentious 8-month campaign for mayor and the city's first nonpartisan election. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Kathy Taylor may have lost the mayoral election, but don't expect her to disappear. After conceding the race, Taylor says that she will continue to actively push for a better Tulsa, including better schools.
That is how you attract good jobs. It is how you make a safe city. It is pivotal to a city's economic future. And so I will always raise my hand for education. It is the game changer in our city.
There's no word on what role, if any, Taylor will play in local education. Tulsa voters overwhelmingly approved the nearly $1 billion capital improvement project package for the city.
The $918 million ballot proposals passed so overwhelmingly, a winning margin of more than 30,000 votes, that the Improve Our Tulsa campaign declared victory a little more than an hour after polls closed. City Councilor G.T. Bynum said victory was about more than just getting the message out.
No, it was about the content. The key for us was to capture what we felt most Tulsans wanted and not get distracted from that. The easy thing in something like this is to get distracted from fun things that might be nice rather than focusing on maintaining the things that people want to see in good shape.
Bynum thinks Tulsa will be a much better city in 6 years because of the passage, from better streets to police with better equipment. Brad Gibson for KWGS News.
Longtime Tulsa City employee Kathy Criswell will be the next Tulsa auditor. She has handled the city's risk management area in the past. Over at Sand Springs, there were three questions on the ballot. Proposition 1 failed, but 2 and 3 passed, and the school bond proposals for Catoosa also were approved by voters yesterday. Now on to other news. A settlement in the Justice Department's lawsuit blocking the American Airlines-U.S. Airways merger means that that deal will be completed soon.
To allay fears of a monopoly, the airlines will give up 52 federally controlled takeoff and landing slots at Reagan National and 17 at LaGuardia. They also have to divest 2 gates each at Boston, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas Love Field, and Los Angeles and Miami International Airports. Those gates may be sold back to the airports with federal approval or leased to other airlines. U.S. bankruptcy judge Sean Lane must approve the settlement, but in a statement, American Airlines executives say they expect the $17.2 billion merger will be completed next month. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The investigation into the plane crash near Owosso that killed Senator Jim Inhofe's son, Perry, continues. Officials say it's too early to list the cause, but a pilot who flies the same kind of plane says it has a good safety record.
For the last 7 years, we've had the best accident record of any plane in this class, and most of that has been attributed to the new training program that started for us in 2008.
Dr. Perry Inhofe's plane was built back in 1974. Our weather forecast, a hard freeze warning until 11, otherwise sunny, windy, and continued cool. A high today of 50. Tonight, clear and cold again, 26 for an overnight low. Right now, it's clear and 26. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.